You're listening to SBS News.
It was a bruising encounter for Australia's rugby players as they looked to clinch the series against Ireland with a win in Melbourne. The tourists added 8 new faces to the side that lost the first test in Brisbane, and they ensured the series would go down to a decider in Sydney next weekend with a 26-21 victory. Despite Australia outscoring the tourists 3-2, the reliable boot of Johnny Sexton provided 16 points to ensure Ireland got the win. Wallabies coach Michael Checker knew his side was going to face a tougher opponent than last week, especially with someone as reliable with his kicking as Sexton.
The work ethic's good. There's no issue there. It's about knowing your role and delivering that. You know, just little things, driving mauls, giving away soft penalties. And like we said at the start of the series, that'll hurt us, and we gave away too many tonight.
The Wallabies will be without scrum half Will Genia for the series decider after he broke his arm in the clash. Australia's cricketers will need to win the remaining 3 one-day matches on their tour of England if the Justin Langer-coached team is to win the series. The 38-run loss in Cardiff came despite a superb century by Sean Marsh. The left-hander belted 10 fours and 3 sixes in his innings of 131. But none of his teammates were able to score even a half century. Marsh said after the match he was disappointed despite his personal success.
Probably lost, wickets at key times throughout our innings again, and we just couldn't really build any really big partnerships at the start. So we felt like we were in the game right until the end, and unfortunately just weren't good enough today.
There's been some promising performances by Australia's tennis stars in the Wimbledon lead-up tournaments. Nick Kyrgios reached the semi-finals of the Stuttgart event before losing to Roger Federer, while Ashley Barty reached the final of the Nottingham Open, where she'll meet Britain's Johanna Konta. In the AFL this weekend, it was a happy one for Richmond Tigers supporters. Their side scored an impressive 18-point win over the Geelong Cats at the MCG to move one game short of the record MCG winning streak. Richmond kicked 4-1 in the last term to seal its 16th straight win at the famous venue. Despite the win putting his side top of the ladder, Richmond coach Damien Hardwick was more impressed by their performance than what it meant to their position on the standings.
For me, the quality of the win against the quality opposition was really, really pleasing from our point of view. You know, it was an arm wrestle all day. Conditions made it tough. You know, their formation behind the ball is very strong. And, you know, for our guys to respond when Geelong were coming at that third quarter and then to gain ascendancy was really important.
Melbourne holds the MCG winning streak of 17 set during the 1950s. The NRL this weekend was dominated by the news that New South Wales Origin player Regan Campbell-Gillard suffered a suspected broken jaw playing for the Penrith Panthers. Campbell-Gillard suffered the injury in the first half of a brutal battle with the Sydney Roosters, following a head clash with Jared Warea-Hargreaves that means he'll miss the next State of Origin match. The injury prompted New South Wales coach Brad Fittler to add 3 players to his squad to keep his options open for next Sunday's game 2. Fittler including Titans prop Ryan James, Cronulla's Matt Pryor and Roosters half Luke Keary in a 20-man squad. And Fittler said he's happy to have all 3 in with a chance of playing.
We also have players that I've watched for a long time and really enjoyed the way they play. So between Ryan, Luke Keary and Matt Pryor, I'm just glad to have many. They've had a chat to the boys already, so I think they're feeling pretty chuffed.
In Super Netball, the Giants won a pressure match with the Collingwood Magpies to move just 2 points behind the West Coast Fever, who lost to the Melbourne Vixens. In other matches, the New South Wales Swifts secured a vital win, 59-56 against the Sunshine Coast Lightning, to maintain their position inside the top 4. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.